Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be speaking about the crisis of the modern day masculine male and why we are at more risk than ever before. Okay, now this is potentially the deepest topic, the most important topic I have ever covered. And if you don't have 5 to 10 minutes to sit through this, to actually obtain the information, to start to actually figure out how to put the right steps in front, 1 foot in front of each other of your life day to day, then you're in for pain because you're going to be following the exact same path that you've been following forever. But before we begin, I wanted to quickly announce that the free consult for the Masculinity Mastered program is now available, and I do have a few spots open. If you're looking at investing in a mentor and you're qualified and you would actually like to be part of my community and my group and my closed members inner circle, then I want you to book a call below. We will speak one-to-one and I'm going to enroll you into that program. It's a great way to change your life fast as possible, but let's move on to the actual meat and potatoes. Now, the crisis of the modern day male is oftentimes right now only looked at face value. Okay, you have men screaming, we can't get women, we're weak, we have issues in life, we have issues with women, we have issues with sex, we have issues with meeting women, we have issues with flirting, we need dating tips, we need all of this stuff. The problem though with this is that men oftentimes are not looking at this from the source. Now, I'm going to be giving you the most in-depth breakdown of this that I possibly can. And this video might be a little bit longer, but you have to bear with me here. Now, here's the thing. Since I'm telling you this is going to be a topic that I've dove deep in, what I want you to do is I want you to not form any sort of judgment in your head until the video is completely over. Because this is a totally different topic than anything I've ever done. So before you get red flags, before you get radar, before you get anything that's pumping into your head saying, well, that's BS, no, this is how it is, anything like that, I want a clean slate for the next 15 minutes. Let's dive in. Men scream they can't get women. Men scream they're weak. Men scream that, hey, we need help. Modern day male, we have issues, we have social anxiety. People are not looking at where these issues are coming from. What you have to realize is that your body is part of your mind and your mind is part of your soul. This is interlinked. Everything is interlinked. When you only take a look at things at face value through the physical, that's what you get. The first thing that we have to look at is what are you consuming every day to fuel your body and what has become normal? If you look at the typical diet of the average, you know, man in Western culture, the food is completely different. The food is oftentimes man-made. The food is fake. We now have genetically modified seed that is not here by Mother Nature. We now have pesticides, which is legitimate chemical that is sprayed on crops. We now have processed carbohydrates, which is essentially man-made sugar. You know, glucose that will be broken down into the bloodstream that will spike insulin levels, make you store more body fat, raise estrogenic levels in the man. And what this is from man imposing its will on nature. You're telling me you can do this and not have any side effects? You're telling me you can do this and the man is still going to think properly? That the hormone levels are still going to be balanced the typical way that it should be when this person was born? You have to understand what is actually going on with these changes. The next thing that you have to look at is what are we drinking? Because if you want to fix your brain, fellas, if you want to interact the right way, if you want to speak the right way, if you want to have confidence, if you want to get out of this fog, depressed state, you have to start to take the steps that nobody else is talking about. This goes further than dating coaching. This goes further than masculinity. This is literally who we are as humans. Now, you see, when it comes to the drinks, what are we drinking? Oftentimes we're drinking processed sugar. Literally white crystal sugar just dumped into drinks. We have soda pop, we have juice, we have punch. What does this do? Spikes insulin levels, causes that man to store more fat. This is once again fake man-made processed beverages. And what it does is, as it raises those insulin levels and stores more fat, that man is now turning more estrogenic, turning more womanly. That's why we have a decrease in testosterone levels. The next thing is going to be booze. It's completely normal to get shit-faced today, but yet it's completely weird to not do that. Do you understand how backwards the culture is? What is healthy is now looked at as weird, and what is completely destructive for the human is looked at as good job, everything's okay, you keep doing what you're doing. When you drink booze, once again, lowers testosterone levels, puts you into a false state. You're imposing man-made substance into the body. When you look at also what goes into this, we have artificial sweeteners, we have artificial colorings, we have aspartame. We are living in a fake man-made world. When you detach from nature, you deal with the consequences. What is this resulting in? Once again, lower testosterone. If you want to know why your brain is oftentimes fucked up, you have to look at what is causing this fuckery in the first place. What are you fueling with? What are you consuming? What are you looking at on a day-to-day basis? When you look at the media or the television, what this is doing constantly is this is literally programming your subconscious to stay negative. This is programming the subconscious to stay negative. What are we looking at on constant media, constant radio? We're looking at war. We're looking at blood and gore. We're looking at destruction. We're looking at fighting. And being sexually promiscuous is legitimately the new normal. And the more promiscuous you are, the more X-rated, the more vulgar, the more okay everything is. And what does this tell people? This tells people that there is no rules, there is no morals, there is no boundaries. Everything is just okay. And what you pump into your ears, fellas, has an effect on you. What your eyes are constantly viewing has an effect on you. You're telling me that you can keep living in this world that's the exact same way as everybody else and not expect repercussions that everybody else is getting? You have to wake up slightly. There's more to this than the issues that you think you have. The next is phones. What are we staring at 3 to 6 hours per day? If you have an Apple, it will tell you your screen time every day. It will tell you that. These phones are giving off radiation, low vibrational energy waves, and what this is doing is this is ultimately going to alter brain activity. Humans have been living, humans have been thriving, humans have been procreating for hundreds, thousands of years. The cell phone held to the ear and in the pocket day to day like this is a newer thing. This is something that's completely new. This is something that people aren't necessarily aware of. This is something that we don't necessarily know what all of the repercussions will be leading up to this, because only within the past 15 years is it normal for everybody to be walking around with a gizmo in their hands. Now, what you have to look at now, once you get into these phones, so here, this is what we're consuming. This is the consumption, whether this be food, beverages, media, phones, whatever the case may be. As you notice, the trend is very man-made. The trend is very not close to nature. The trend is very different than how the body probably should have been functioning in the first place. When you look at social media, now we're going to start to get into actual communicational patterns. So what social media essentially is right now is a big contest of popularity. You have people worshiping these false celebrities. You have people oftentimes spreading negativity or showing how promiscuous they can be, and that's going to be rewarded through double taps, through likes, and what happens is the more validation you're going to give the female for being sexually promiscuous, that's what you're going to get in return. You're going to get women that are doing this. You see, men have to actually be a little bit different than what the current trend is if we want to fix all this. You do not have dating issues. You do not have any of these issues you think you have. You have personal issues, and it's reflecting in what you're consuming. These social media websites, these Instagram apps, Tinder, all of this is essentially softcore dirty websites. And when you look at this, what this is doing is this is creating distrust between male and females. If you have a culture that's completely sex focused, well, what you tend to lose now is the human to human connection that it takes to actually feel nurtured and thrive in this world. Male or female, you're going to need the exact same things to start to benefit. Now, what this is also saying with social media is that fake is the new normal. How fast can we flaunt fake riches, fake wealth, the ability to prove to others that we have high status based on our followers? Okay, this is all a way to start to alter how the brain thinks, alter what the brain's drawn to, alter exactly how we should be functioning as males. How we should be functioning, males, fellas, is going to be strictly how close and how fast we can get back to nature and human to human connection. This is going to be the only way. The next thing that's become extremely normalized is now dirty websites. Okay, if you look at testosterone levels of males, they're going down year to year. Year to year, they're consistently declining 1 to 2%. Males are getting more feminine. Males are getting weaker. Males are changing into women. What this is saying, fellas, these dirty websites, what this is doing is this is essentially giving you all of the sexual release and the sexual pleasure without any sort of repercussion. What this is essentially saying, if you're spiritual, if you're religious, this is saying that the sin is the new normal. What is bad, what is vulgar, is the new normal. What you would never dare to watch in front of your parents, you're now watching behind closed doors 24/7. This is bad. This is essentially brainwashing you into a sex-focused culture that's pleasure-focused. And what this is doing, fellas, is this is creating distrust between men and women. And now we think that it's almost a war and a battle between relationships for who can hurt each other first, who can cheat first, who can oftentimes find somebody else the quickest. And instead of coming together with unity, what we're now doing is we're literally trying to destroy the other person as fast as possible. Yes, fellas, evil does exist. Yes, there is such thing as good versus bad. There is such thing as doing the right thing versus doing the wrong thing. And guess what? When the wrong thing is constantly publicized and focused on as okay without any repercussions, people and the brain will go to the place and the quickest path of least resistance. That's going to be the release off of a website. What this is doing now, once again, we're relying on screens, we're relying on cell phones, we're relying on media to give us our fix. And not necessarily women, not necessarily humans, not necessarily meeting and interacting. It's a totally shift in dynamic in the mind. If you look at the communication patterns, we're no longer speaking. We're all communicating through social media. And what happens is that there is no human-to-human connection because now we have a fear of people. Do you understand how backwards this is? A fear of people. Our own race, our own being, our own human creation, why we're on this earth, we now have things like social anxiety, dating issues, the ability to be socially awkward. Well, I wonder why. I wonder why there's all these issues. I wonder why there has to be all these influencers trying to tell people how to live. Because nothing nowadays is how it should be. And I'm gonna get to this at the end for how we can start to actually combat this. Now we have a fear of people. You do not see animals having a fear of their own species. You're not gonna see birds have a fear of other birds. You don't see gorillas have a fear of other gorillas. We're now scared of people. We have social anxiety, social distrust. The next thing that we're doing is we're all worshiping false celebrities. What is every celebrity singing about? What is every celebrity saying? Sex is good. Let's do lots of drugs, and the faster you can get money, that's going to make you more happy with a big smiley face. Totally backwards. Impossible almost. If you would have told me years ago that this is how it's all going to be, I would have told you you're wrong. But if you look at how quickly the culture will move and just go with the flow, basically anything that you put in front of men today, they're just going to say yes to. They're going to go with. They're going to not think about the repercussions of what could be. And the last thing, fellas, is that we've created a push-button life. Everything is easy. It's easy to get anything. It's easy to get the quick fix of pleasure. It's easy to get the quick fix of dopamine, whether that be through booze, through bad food, through dirty websites, through relying on certain apps. What this is doing is this is making men as a whole spiritually dull and not woke. You do not have your eyes wide open to how the society is actually running. And what this is doing now is this is creating yes men. Yes men who follow social norms because it's convenient. And what you do when you put everything cookie cutter, when you put everything cookie cutter and crystallized and sugarized and easy and push button and feel good in the moment is you create weak men. And when you have weak men, you're going to have a culture that's weak as a whole because you have nobody to lead people in the right direction. So every single time that you think there's a crisis of masculinity, every single time that you think that you have dating issues, you have social anxiety, the fact is that this is all false. You have personal issues that are reflecting in your dating. You have personal issues that is reflecting in your health. You have personal issues that is reflecting in your finance and in your business. How can we combat all of this? You might be wondering, okay, Casey, I understand. I understand that what seems to be is not necessarily true. How can we combat this? Well, the first thing that you're going to do to combat this is spread the message. You have to start to open up your friends' eyes because people are dying for human-to-human connection. Why do you guys like hearing this message so much through the camera? Because you feel like I'm talking directly to you. You feel like you might have even made a friend out of these videos. You feel like I'm somebody you can relate to. People are dying for real speech. People are dying to actually sit down and talk with one another of what could be. What you need to do first, fellas, is you need to spread the message. Secondly, is you need to stop being a bitch and you need to do things differently. You know deep down in your heart of hearts that you need to start to socialize more. You need to make those connections. You need to start to be a human again, but you won't because you're too scared. You have to get out of your comfort zone. The last thing that you can do is you can try to create a total lifestyle 180. And you can start to detach from the phone. You start to detach from these dirty websites. You start to detach from the constant need for sugar. You start to exercise. You start to take care of your body. You start to prioritize sleep and getting sun and functioning as if a good, healthy human would. And while you might be living in a major city, you might not be able to cut out all of it. You might not be able to completely just do rid of all of it. You can sure as hell do a lot better when you're conscious of it than when you weren't. Fellas, if you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.